going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Gorgeous Friday. So beautiful. Going to be a great weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Left out a word there.
Great.
Left
stinking.
I said, going to be a great weekend.
Going to be a great weekend.
Going to be a great weekend.
I like weekend.
That. Maybe we should be more efficient with some of these words.
Yeah. Get rid of the us and the does.
Dave Glover Show. No, we don't need a the. We know what we're talking about.
Right.
We don't need the Pope. Yeah. Just Pope.
We should get rid of verbs.
Papa Pope.
Pope.
No more verbs.
Viva.
We have Pope.
Papa.
We have Pope. He's Chicago. all the information's there.
Yeah. I have show and tell.
Ooh.
This isn't my show and tell, but I got a new phone. Look at that.
Oh, look at that.
Look at that. See, and, this is why people need to be on the stream so they can see these wonderful things.
You ready for this? I found these.
My shoes.
My baby booties.
Baby booties.
Are those yours?
And they say David on the bottom.
Oh, that's pretty cute.
Yeah. I will say, one of the things that's always bizarre to me is when you see those things and you're like, I wore that.
Yeah.
Like
you
that fit on
Dave.
My feet. You should hang them from the mirror in your Jeep.
Yeah. That'll attract people.
You can start a new Jeep thing where you start putting vintage baby shoes on the dashboard.
Wave with the booty.
For sale. Baby shoes worn a whole lot.
I should go barefoot, just put these on my big toe and just walk into Schnucks.
Hey, you got shoes.
And then along with my booties was this little heart, which I don't know what that is, but I got them from mom's house. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah.
They found some booty today.
That's right.
Yeah.
Little booty. Little old booty. Little old wrinkled booty. Keep going, Dave. Man, I was an old man this morning when I got my new phone. I was, so T-Mobile opened at 10, and I was out there at 9:45.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I was standing at the door at 9:57. And when the ladies opened the window, I could see them look at me with hatred.
They were like, oh, no.
They were like, oh, one of these guys.
Yeah.
He's going to be a problem.
But you weren't.
No.
I bet you were the easiest ever. You're like, my phone's broke. Give me a new one.
I was easy. I was polite and courteous. And Kima helped me, and she was great.
Awesome.
There was a guy there, though. I was telling these guys at lunch. He wasn't old enough. He was older than me, but not sufficiently to have pulled this one. So, long story short, it turns out why he was at T-Mobile is he wants to watch The Pitt, and it won't come on his phone. So, the lady really, she spent the whole, I was there an hour, and he was still there. And all she had to do was say, this is a cellular store, and you need to go download Max on something. And she did, and she walked him all the way through it. And he just kept asking, like, so can you just do this for me? She's like, well, no, because you have to fill out your information and you have to pick a
subscription. Sign into your account. Yeah.
Yeah, it was so bizarre. And, of course, me being a voyeur, I'm just like in. I'm just watching this whole thing go down.
And that'll be the same.
You're behind the counter with her.
And that'll be the same guy that whines that Gen Z people don't know how to do anything.
Yeah, could be.
Like, dummy, you won't even learn how to download an app on your phone.
Boy, there are a lot of angry people there today, though.
Oh, I bet.
It's pretty close to the DMV.
That's got
to
be... You know, the times I've been in there, when it's quiet, it's great. You can tell how relaxed they are.
Yeah.
I've been in other times in the store, and it's just chaos, and somebody's like, hey, this isn't working. And the guy's like, I'm not doing anything. It's just like, your phone's messed up. You know, you probably dropped it. It's cracked, you know?
Yep. Yeah, I was afraid because mine was cracked and it was waterlogged, and I was afraid they're going to make me try to fix it, but they didn't. But I didn't get a trade-in, but I also didn't care. She's just like, here's how much money it is. I'm like, duh, let's go. Mm-hmm. Let's go. And then, Andrew, you almost got screwed because she goes, do you want me to sync it with your iPad? And at this point, I'm taking the W, and I just want to get the hell out of there.
Yeah.
And I go, no, I've got a guy who can help me with it.
I've got a guy.
And then I thought better of it, and it was like she was building a computer. Like, I'm sure you could have done it, but there's
unfortunately,
no way
I do know how to do it. I could have actually done that for you.
It looks harder than it is.
It's not that hard.
It looks hard.
Switch, really.
Well, the hardest part is that you have to know your Apple ID login stuff,
right.
Which no one knows.
Right.
Because everyone set it up in 2005 when they got an iPod, and no one remembers it.
I had to change my Apple ID email address preemptively a couple months ago because I was using a Hotmail account that I don't know the password to and cannot figure out how to get into. And I'm like, that is going to bite me in the butt someday. So I changed it.
Yep. I've got that. I'm paying for a couple of subscriptions that are under an old email. And I'm sure I could figure it out, or I could call. It's like Spotify and another one, but I just keep paying it. Mm. I know.
That's a flex, though. It's like, you know what? I can afford it.
It's like $8.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I'll bring you the bank.
Every time I think about digging in and doing it, I'm like, I'd pay $80 right now not to do it.
Yeah. Right.
to
I've been in that exact same place. Anytime I'm going to do something, I'm like, now would I pay more than $4 to avoid this?
You guys didn't happen to listen to Amy and Chris when Hancock and Kelly were on today, did you?
Did not hear it.
Oh my God. Those are the two funniest people in the world. And Hancock may be the funniest guy in the station. They were talking about CPAPs. And Michael tells a story about one of his best friends who he grew up with who kept waking up with a sore throat. And after what seemed like days of this, he kept cleaning out his CPAP machine, like maybe I'm getting an infection. And then one night he wakes up and there's something in his throat and it's a gecko. And the gecko, according to Mike, was living in his CPAP machine and crawling into his throat every night. And Chris, Amy, and Hancock were like, that didn't happen. You made it up, or he made it up, and your friend's a big giant liar. So I'm waiting to see. They've always got some scam going.
Right.
You know, whether it's Hancock dunking a basketball or it's geckos in the throat.
So the gecko would climb into his throat and then climb out before the morning?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Just creeping like, around.
Oh. Yeah.
Shift's over with. See what's going on down here.
They like it humid and, you know, like warm and humid.
That's actually a really good point.
Yeah. Human throat.
Yeah.
Yikes.
I know.
So, in other words, clean your CPAP if you have one.
Yeah, I guess he lives in Hawaii. So,
those geckos.
It's going to happen.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, I'm not too worried about a gecko.
Yeah, you're probably okay.
Did he speak with an Australian accent?
Right. I just want to buy insurance.
Did he have a really good voice and then it changed at some point after about a year or two?
Did you see, Wheels, that Belichick's girlfriend has been banned?
Yeah, now the school's saying she's not. Like, it's gone back. And so, So it probably happened because the guy that reported it, Pablo Torre, is good.
Mm-hmm.
And he had sources and he reached out to the school and they wouldn't comment. And then so he just went with what he was told from people. And that included some comments from members of Bill Belichick's family who are saying, we're very worried about how this whole thing is going. Like, this is not good. And they're worried about it damaging his reputation and his legacy and all of that stuff. But then not long after all of that blew up and went viral, the team's like, no, she's allowed to be around everything. That's fine. That's fine.
I know this is mean, but if you could bet on this, how much of your net worth would you bet on this ending badly?
You mean
I'd bet it all.
For Belichick?
Yes.
oh, if I had to bet on this based on what I know right now, he's not going to be there very long.
I just mean in general with her.
Yeah, I mean,
just overall.
That's a good question. I don't know. I mean, it's clearly a very bizarre situation because this is a guy that is, throughout his career, has been known as the ultimate control freak. And yet it looks like he's being bossed around mm-hmm. by a 25-year-old
mm-hmm.
who he met when she was 20 on an airplane. Like, it's just a bizarre thing. Like, I think it's bizarre in general just to date someone that you're old enough to be their grandparent. Like, that's bizarre all by itself, but then the behaviors involved are also really strange.
You guys are haters. I believe in true love.
Yeah.
And I think they're going to go the distance.
Yeah. She's like, we're just too old.
Yeah.
This till death do them part, and one might happen a little soon.
You know, I don't know anything about Jordan Hudson other than what I'm seeing her do. So I'm not judging anything about her other than her actions. And her actions are of a really immature young person who feels like they have power now.
Which is kind of what she is.
Because of who they're dating.
Yeah. Ooh,
and the reality is, she has no power. Unless he wants her to have it.
Yeah, but he clearly is okay with it.
Clearly. Mm-hmm. For now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But what if he tires of it? Like, well, then that all goes away. But see what the benefit would be there if you're being cynical is, well, then she's famous.
What about her real estate portfolio? Were we talking about this?
Yeah, so she has like the real estate portfolio worth like tens of millions of dollars or something like that. And everyone's like, where did that money come from?
Interesting stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think it is concerning for Belichick, not just because of the age difference, but just because of how the behavior is. Like, here's this guy who's been around the public eye for his entire life as a football coach. He's one of the most famous football coaches on the planet. He's a control freak. He's been dealing with the media his whole life. And now all of a sudden she's directing his interviews?
Yeah.
It's weird. It's a weird look.
And think about if this were, how old is Bill? 70-something?
74, yeah.
What if a 74-year-old woman was dating a 24-year-old man who, like, and she was like, you know, this business maven, and he comes in and he's like, actually, I have a lot to say. Like, people would be going nuts over that, too. I mean, it's just, it's a really weird, it's odd. It's I kind of can't look away. Like, Jordan Hudson, fascinating person. Like, I would like to learn more about her, not in any way that like gives her any more fame or money. So yeah. I guess I'm not going to look into that too deeply, but it's the kind of thing where just like, what is really going on here? There's no like simple answer. I mean, I guess the simple answer is it's exactly what it looks like. But
yeah,
there just seems to be this weird layer of like, how did you amass this much control over a 74-year-old man?
I think I know that too.
I have some guesses.
Yeah, you're right.
I have some guesses.
Right, boys?
Yeah, I think I could.
I will
what
say,
a
though.
Mystery.
I'll lay it out for you.
It's kind of in line with the Nepo baby thing to a degree, but I get annoyed by people who are famous just because of who they're dating.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter whether it's the guy or the girl that's the not famous one dating the famous person. Just when they start presenting themselves like they're the person that everybody cares about, like, okay, come on. You mean you're dating a famous person, therefore you're in the spotlight. That doesn't mean you're the famous person.
It's so much more socially accepted now than it was 10 years ago, though. Like, what you're describing, Wheels, I'm sure this is all over sports, but I just noticed it in the tennis world because I follow a lot of those people on Instagram and stuff. A lot of girls especially have made their careers over like, watch me get ready to go to my boyfriend's tennis match. And then like they are just able to build a brand off of the lifestyle of dating a tennis player. It's just very bizarre.
Yeah. Well, it's like what happened with Patrick Mahomes' brother.
Yeah.
His brother was glomming onto the fact that his brother's Patrick Mahomes and he's trying to be a social media star because his last name is the same as the famous quarterback. Like that, I hate that stuff. So it doesn't have to be dating. It's just someone that just gloms
it's
on.
Kind of the opposite of the Pope's brothers.
Good point.
Yeah.
How weird must that be, by the way?
Really?
You're
weird.
Just like some regular dude in Chicago and your brother's the Pope. That's just so bizarre.
Have you seen the video of him playing pickup football from 1973?
No.
He's wearing is it called a cassock?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's wearing his cassock, and he's playing with, you know, people about his age, and he runs a sweet look and go.
Really?
Yeah.
He's moving?
He jukes. He breaks this guy's ankles and catches a touchdown.
I saw a picture of him in his baseball uniform from like 1968, 69. And then that made me go, I don't like how close in age I am to the Pope.
I've got my spine. I've got my orange crown.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Welcome back, DGS on KMOX 123. So, Wheels got some John Gruden hate. You've got some Lars Nootbaar stuff. What's going on?
The Lars Nootbaar fun fact that I found out last night on his Instagram account is that I love Lars Nootbaar. He's my favorite Cardinal. He was also his high school quarterback, and I found that out because John Gruden posted a video that Drew Young, who works here, reposted of him doing like the set. It was very adorable, and I was like, this guy keeps getting better and better. I thought it was very cute.
What is up with the John Gruden thing?
I don't have so much hate as I don't get it. Like, I think it's cool that he was all in on the Blues and he came in for a game and that he was repping the Battle Hawks, and now he's got a video out with all kinds of Cardinals gear. I mean, it's fine. You know, I've always liked John Gruden. I'm not a hater. I've always liked him a lot. I liked him on TV when he was doing Monday Night Football. And I thought he was a great coach. But it's just weird to me. It's like, it seems like it's out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Like, John Hamm is like, okay, we know John Hamm's always been about the city. He's always been a part of it. He grew up here. But I feel like all these years of covering sports in St. Louis, I never heard him connected to any of this until now. And now it just doesn't stop. And I don't care. It's not anger. It's
maybe
just like,
next up is the DGS.
Hey, look, let's go.
We should send him a shirt.
Hey, I mean, oh, my God.
Let's do it.
Because, you know, and here's the thing. He just did the same thing with the Oklahoma Sooners.
Okay.
Like, he got a big box, and he's walking around. I'm like, is he just trying to get free clothes?
He just likes free stuff. Yeah.
I'm just teasing. Again, I like the guy. There was a period of time I was hoping he was going to end up coaching my Miami Hurricanes. Mm-hmm. Like, I there's nothing against him. It's just bizarre to me that it's just, it seems like it's out of nowhere. Maybe he's just, now that he's doing Barstool instead of doing TV and coaching, that maybe he's just more free with it than he used to be, which is possible. But it's very bizarre to me.
We don't have any more of those Cardinals DGS shirts, do we?
No.
Darn.
I think those are all gone.
You think I should send them?
Gave them all away to the stupid listeners.
We might have some in the prize closet, but they don't let me into the prize closet. So
they would be, we'll get in the prize closet.
I think we have a couple, but they're like smalls and mediums.
I can stretch it out.
We can stretch it out, yeah. We can hem it.
Rach, what is your martini confession?
Okay, so all the time I will be like eating olives, which I love, and I'll be like, man, I would love a dirty martini if they made it as dirty as possible and put as much olive juice in there, and if I could control blah, blah, blah. And last night I'm eating my olives, and I kind of just admitted to myself, I'm like, I don't want gin, I don't want vodka, I just want the olive juice. Like, I just want to be able to go to a bar and get a fancy glass full of olive juice and maybe like some blue cheese stuffed olives and maybe an onion. Let's go crazy.
Wow.
I just want
that
to drink
is
that.
Foul.
That's a bad first date drink.
That is foul. Can you give me a bunch of olive juice, a glass of olive juice, a bunch of cheese?
Have a little poo on the side, please.
And if you don't mind, one whole raw onion.
I didn't say it was appealing to anyone else. I'm just saying when I searched my heart, that's what I really want. I don't want the cocktail. I just want olive juice.
An olive? I mean, I've heard of an olive with blue cheese before, but that's, woof.
Oh, it's so good.
It's a bridge too far.
I was savoring it, dude. I was like,
please have one whole bar lemon to bite into. Olives. I want to feel the space between my
teeth. Do you guys have something like this? I love the aesthetic of olives. I love how they're grown. I love that the trees are 1,000 years old. I love the way they look. I love how much people love them. I just can't stand them.
I hate them.
It's like cilantro, how people, it tastes like soap. For me, it just tastes like ass. Do you have anything like that that you wish you liked that you don't?
Yeah, olives.
I don't wish I like any of the things, though.
No?
Like when George was in, he was telling us this story. George Mahey, a couple weeks ago when you were out, he was telling us this story about going and finding mushrooms. And I'm like, ugh. There's just nothing good about mushrooms. The texture, the smell, the taste, it's all gross.
You guys are so picky.
I do love being a mushroom.
Do you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mushrooms are pretty good. Ugh. Mushrooms ain't bad.
Talking trash on all my favorite foods.
Yeah. Yeah, olives are more indifferent. Like, if they're chopped up in things, it's fine. I don't like them by themselves.
Oh, man.
Do you see where a lady made a dinner for 3 people and made it with poison mushrooms and they all died?
What?
That's very sad.
Like, intentionally or
I don't think so.
Accidental?
Oh, it was accidental. Meant to be like she thought they were okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. That wasn't that a big thing when you're a kid?
Makes me hate mushrooms
even
more.
The classic toadstools that come up in your yard, you're like, poison!
I just assumed every mushroom was poison, unless it was like fed to me in a dish. I would have been easy to poison.
I mean, it's probably a good idea to not eat anything you find growing in the ground, unless you know for sure.
Yeah, that's how I've been feeling that way for many years.
Andrew's safe as a kitten.
Yeah.
If it comes out of the ground, no, thank you.
Unless he finds a taco farm.
Ooh, how great would that be?
A taco farm? It'd be fun to work at it.
You'd be raiding that thing all the time.
Like, one for you, one for me.
Not every that taco one. I think that's one of those poison tacos.
That's a poison taco.
Every taco plant would be just
every
empty.
Every taco in the yard is poison, stupid.
You'd have to have armed guards surrounding the field.
Don't touch that. That's a burrito.
That's the burrito bush.
Don't eat anything that grows in the ground.
No, just wild. Like, you got to know what, unless you know what it is. Like, people eat berries sometimes. Like, you don't know if that's okay or not.
I always forget how much I like R.E.M. You didn't seem like you meant that.
I do mean it. I like a lot of their
songs. You reacted to R.E.M. like we reacted to olives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Olives.
She's holding the grudge, boys.
Not olives. Holding a grudge. I just think you guys are a little bit of picky eaters from time to time.
I would like olives more, I think, if they weren't the most disgusting thing in the entire world. I think I would like them more otherwise.
Yep, added to the list with pickles. Can't handle a pickle either.
You know what? I'll tell you this. That's the real answer. You asked, like, what's the food I wish I liked? I wish I liked pickles. Because enjoying a pickle opens so many more options. Like, people who like pickles really like them. They say they go great on everything. So many things are enhanced by pickles for the people who enjoy them.
So do you hate all pickles?
Yeah. Have yet to have any kind of pickle.
Even
anything.
A sweet gherkin?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love me a gherkin.
Is it weird that, like, I hate pickles, but I like things that pickles are in? And I'm the same way with onions. I hate onions if they're uncooked, but if they're in things, they're fine.
Yeah.
Same way with olives, like, or like, because capers are basically little olives. Those things are all great, and when they're in pieces and they're a part of...
See, I like capers.
Yeah. Like, when they're part of something, like, there's little bits of them, I just don't like them whole. But mushrooms, just hate everything about them, every level. Can't use them. No thanks.
When I was a kid, we had Polish pickles.
Don't know what that is.
Yeah, they're like spears, and they're uh-huh. some. They're not quite dill. They're just their own thing.
Okay, mm-hmm.
yeah, that's what we had.
Different flavor with
those.
Profile.
I've seen those.
Yeah. Let's talk some baseball.
All right.
Before we get to the Cardinals, I'm going to talk about something completely unrelated, but I'm fascinated by this guy, Rafael Devers from the Red Sox. Let me tell you what I know about him. You correct me where I'm wrong. He was the third baseman. Then they got Bregman.
Yep.
And they told him, yeah, don't so much need you at third base anymore because you're old and fat. So you're going to be the DH. And he was like, no, I'm not. And then he did. Then their first baseman got hit. They're like, hey, you need to play first base. And he's saying, no, you can't just move me around like this. You can't just make me play every position. I kind of feel for him on this one.
I don't.
Okay.
He's actively choosing to make his team worse. His team would be better and have a better chance at winning more games if he played first base. Because the guys that can play first base are crappy hitters that they have on their in their system. And they have a bunch of guys, like top prospects, and a guy who's on the injured list who actually can DH. They're pretty good hitters, but that's not available if he's not willing to play first base.
Mm-hmm.
So there's two things here on this. They're both true. The Red Sox screwed this up. They did all this stuff. So this is their star player, by the way. I mean, Rafael Devers is a 28-year-old star who's making $30 million a year between now and 2033. So he's your star, and you have him locked up for the next 8 years. So you can't screw up this relationship. You have to communicate these things in advance of doing them. Right, so the Bregman stuff was out there, and Alex Cora is their manager. I've known Alex a little bit. He was a freshman at Miami when I was a senior. When he did ESPN stuff, he was doing analyst work there. He would come on my shows all the time. He's a good guy, but they didn't approach him. He even said this. Cora even said, like, no, Devers is our third baseman. All the while, the Bregman rumors were going out there. Well, it's very clear that they didn't have that conversation with Devers because some of the news was, we're going to have Bregman play second and Devers is going to stay at third. And then they're like, oh, but this young second baseman in camp is killing it, Christian Campbell. He's right now one of the favorites for Rookie of the Year, and he's a second baseman. So we want to have second base open for him, so we want to move Bregman over to third. So they handled this very poorly. They didn't communicate it enough. They should have started this like in the offseason, like early in the offseason, saying, Rafi, we're going to do this. We're going to transition to first base DH, maybe some third base time. We're going to try to get a third baseman. And we'll see where it goes. But if we don't get one, you're going to stay there. But they didn't do a lot of that. And he's a very sensitive young man.
Mm.
And then he agreed to it eventually to be the DH. He's like, fine, I'll move off of third. And then he saw how good Alex Bregman was. He's like, okay, all right, he's really good. He's making us better. And now you have a chance to help make your team better again, but you're refusing because your ego's in the way. And I would get this more if he didn't already have the lifetime payday contract. Because a lot of guys are like, well, wait a minute, I'm trying to get paid here. I'm not going to be worth as much as a DH or a first baseman as I am as a third baseman.
But he's set regardless.
But he's already got a contract. He's already got a $30 million a year deal that covers the next 8 seasons. So he has nothing to protect there. His job now is to try to win games for his team.
Yeah.
And if I'm a teammate, I'm thinking, well, I would move if they would ask me. I would do this for my team. Guys change positions. Look at what Brendan Donovan does. Brendan Donovan goes from second base to left field to third base to shortstop. He'll play anywhere that makes the team better. I would expect a guy that's being paid to be a star to want to prioritize the team's success because he's already got his.
Okay, let's switch to the Cardinals. We've talked about this a lot. I've heard you talk to the guys a lot about it, but I'm so interested in... And I watch a lot of MLB, so I'm kind of up on other teams, but I'm not in on other teams. We seem to have a bunch of almost guys. Is that every team, or do we especially have a bunch of almost guys?
No, it's not unusual. I wouldn't say it's every team, but it's not unusual at all, especially for teams that aren't the Dodgers. I mean, but look, the Yankees have a lot of almost guys. They're the Yankees. They got a $300 million payroll. They have a third baseman that's he's almost a guy. You know, they have a bunch. All teams have that. It's just a matter of degree. But see, the difference between the Yankees and the Cardinals is the Yankees have Aaron Judge, and they have Max Fried, and they have a lot of stars, and they have big money spread out over the field. So they just have a better team as a whole, more because the top end of the roster is better, not so much because the middle to the bottom is better, if that makes sense. Kind of the way I'm...
Yeah.
So where the Cardinals are short compared to the Yankees, the Dodgers, probably even the Cubs, right? The Cubs roster overall, 90% of their roster isn't better than the Cardinals roster, but the top is better. Kyle Tucker is the best player on either team, just as an example. You know, there are about three or four Cubs guys that are better than almost every Cardinal guy at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's kind of the difference. It's the top end where the Cardinals haven't had it, right? So when Goldschmidt and Arenado were playing like stars, a lot of these guys were still in between players. A lot of these guys were still kind of what you see now, but you were being carried by the stars. And that's what they got to figure out now is who's going to be at that level. Contreras can be at that level, an example.
What player or a couple of players does this situation hurt the most in your estimation or bother you the most that I really wish we were getting this guy in more?
Yeah, so at the moment it's getting even tighter, right? Because Ivan Herrera's back today. He's in the lineup. He's the designated hitter. And he's probably going to DH a lot for the time being. Because he's one of their best hitters. He's coming off a knee thing, so they're going to be careful. They're not going to catch him too much. And also, Pajes and Pozo are doing a good job catching. So Herrera's going to DH. That's going to cost at-bats for guys like Gorman, Burleson, and Walker. Because now you're down to essentially two spots for those three guys, depending on the day. Maybe one spot. Because if you're looking at it, if you're looking at the normal alignment with Newt Barr in left, Scott in center, Wynn at shortstop, Arenado at third, that would mean Donovan's at second base, and then Contreras is at first. Well, if your DH is Herrera, that means you have one spot, could be right field, but with Donovan being able to move around, it could be second base. But it's one spot for those three guys they just listed. So today, Walker's in there, and Burleson and Gorman are out. But it's going to be a challenge to balance that out, because you're not taking Contreras out. There's a bunch of guys that you're not taking out of there.
Seems to me like it's shaping up that it's going to... Either Burleson or Gorman will get the playing time. And because I've heard you and Bernie and Paulie knock this around, and it seems like all three of you feel like you have a better idea of who Burleson is and isn't, and you're more concerned with who Gorman might be.
Gorman and Walker. I would throw those two together.
Okay.
Because I think...
I always think of Walker as just being set.
He's not right now. He's going to play a lot, but he's not going to be automatic. Because if he's automatic, well, then Gorman and Burleson are just not playing. And I do think that he's hitting so poorly now that he's going to be playing in spot duty until he plays better.
What do you think it is? I know you're not a batting coach.
Oh, but. I am. I'm not a major league hitting coach, but it's not that hard. He can't lay off pitches that he can't do anything with. When you're swinging at pitches you can't do anything with, you're an easy out. And that's what's happening. So he's got the tools part of him is elite. His bat speed is the same as Aaron Judge. He hits the ball like Aaron Judge, but he doesn't hit it. Aaron Judge hits it because he's not swinging at pitches that he can't do anything with. It's just a hard thing to do and try to fix at the major league level because major leaguers know it, so they're not going to feed you anything you can handle.
I am Superman. My soul is anything.
Welcome back, guys.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And together, we host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crime-ity.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
GS on Camo X 149. I love Trish Gazelle. She just has a way of saying things. And we're talking the other day, and she'd had a doctor's appointment, and she was like, when you hit 50... It's just all about staying alive.
Yeah.
Right?
For longer. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Everything is about, all right, we got to do this so we can be
after 50
someday.
You rarely just have a doctor's appointment. It's always like, well, we're going to throw some metformin at that pre-diabetes. And we're going to do this for your high cholesterol. We're going to, you know.
Yeah. I saw they're obviously on TikTok you'll find everything, but there was one guy doing one who was, he's in his 50s. He's like, life up until 50, and it's just like walking around normal. And
yeah.
And then life after 50, and it was just him going through his pillbox every morning trying to figure out which ones he needed to take that at that time.
Oh, yeah. I talked about 2 years ago, I was watching television, and an ad came on for one of those pill dispensers.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that looks handy.
Yeah, I could probably use one of those. I'm still like, take one out of each bottle every morning when I gotta do it.
Yeah.
I'm lazy.
Sucks. Oh, me too.
Yeah. Of course, that's probably the harder way to do it.
I have them all in my... I live like a vagabond. I have all my prescription bottles in the stove.
Yeah. Yeah, mine are just in the drawer. You know why? You know where they are? They're in the drawer where I keep my keys and wallet, because then I won't forget to take them before I leave the house. Because I would.
It's good.
Yeah, I'm dumb.
How's Susan?
Oh,
your
good.
Wife.
Yeah, yeah, no, she's good.
You know, wife.
I mean, it's pretty much the same as yesterday. Like, we knew that, you know, days 2, 3, 4, they're kind of the same.
Yeah.
But no backwards, nothing, just... You know, the pain is still there, but it's not crazy. It's definitely better than the first foot surgery. And, you know, she's not allowed to drive for a while, but, you know, she's walking around. She's been walking around since we got home. So bored, though. I think she's bored out of her mind, just stuck. Because you got to keep the foot elevated when you're not walking.
Mm-hmm.
So she's kind of like always sitting with the foot up, and that's mm-hmm. probably uncomfortable.
Did you guys see Biden on The View?
I did. Oh, I saw what he said.
Said he could have beat Trump.
Then why didn't you?
Because he got screwed over by Kamala.
He's delusional.
Says he's had zero mental deficits.
Yeah.
So he's just lying.
That's just a farce.
He's just delusional.
Yeah.
He's just goofing now.
I mean, you don't tell us we didn't see what we saw. We all saw the debate.
Yeah, that pisses me off.
Yeah. We all saw, it's what bothers me a lot about what you do sometimes at the Trump administration, right? It's like, don't tell me that I'm not seeing what I'm seeing. Mm-hmm. And that's the same. I don't care who you are. Don't gaslight. And that's what Biden's doing there. He's being defensive and insecure because he won't acknowledge his own flaws. And look, Kamala was not a great candidate. I think we all agree. She would not have been the candidate had he not blown up. If he had shown competence and if he had gone into the debate and looked like he was ready to do it, he would have been the candidate. And he probably would have lost, too.
Yeah.
So what's that supposed to say about Kamala? Like, you know, if you guys wouldn't have got rid of me, I would still be in office right now.
Yeah.
Like, that's pretty shady.
It's
agreed.
Yeah. And if you believe that, then you shouldn't have ever had her as your VP.
Right. Well, mm-hmm. Yeah. Why was she your running mate?
Evidently, there's video of Dr. Jill Biden giving him nonverbal cues when he'd been talking too much or to avoid a question.
On The View? Or
mm-hmm. Yeah.
So she did a Jordan Hudson.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're not answering
and see,
that.
See, that too, Dave, your hate for her is what I'm talking about with this whole people who are dating famous people or you're married to a famous person that makes you think you're important. She's guilty of that too.
Hey, she's a doctor, okay?
Yeah. Fine. She's not a doctor of politics and she's not the candidate. I mean, you're not better, smarter. You're not the star just because you're married to the star or dating the star or the brother of the star or whatever. That's exactly it. Dave, is that why you hate her?
Yeah, just her overbearing, controlling, lying to the American public. Because, like, I went through Alzheimer's with my dad.
Yeah.
And my mom did not want to admit it for years and would cover for him.
Okay.
And it got to the point where my poor dad was cutting out articles from magazines about Alzheimer's and taping them to the refrigerator. That's how bad it got.
Wow.
So I know this is very common, and even more so when you happen to be married to the leader of the free world.
Right.
But you have a responsibility. Being the first lady, I believe you have a responsibility to the country. And when you know that your husband is going downhill quickly and is really losing his faculties, which more and more people now are coming out, because remember all the Democrats are like, he's doing cartwheels.
Yeah,
he's amazing. Yeah. He's doing trigonometry in
his
head.
All gaslighting.
And that's why I don't like her.
And I'll tell you this. He can take all the criticism and shove it because he should have announced at the end of his first term that he was not going to seek a second term.
Yeah.
He should have said, I'm going to do the one term because I'm too old to
just
keep going.
Just based on age.
Yes.
Yes.
And then they probably would have had a much better chance if you had a real primary and a candidate that everybody got behind, not just the person that happened to be kind of next in line by proximity.
Yeah. Am I an old man about this? I saw a clip of Beyonce in concert, and she's in a car suspended from the ceiling and she's floating across. And I know I'm old. I know I'm an old musician, but I miss just bands. But then I was thinking like, yeah, but then you had Pink Floyd with all their show and you had Van Halen with all their show. This is just a different kind of show. So I guess I'm just being salty.
Yeah, it's not like she's like advertising it as come see Beyonce and the band play. Like, you're going to see Beyonce. Her. She's a diva. She needs, we were just talking about this when you were last out, Dave, like these pop concerts. It's not really for me. I would love to see Beyonce, but like most pop concerts, I don't necessarily care to go see someone dance and lip sync, but that's expected as part of that show.
Yeah, it's all kind of become very Cirque du Soleil.
Yeah.
I think that's also the difference in what we're, because you and I are rock guys. You're used to that's what I like. I like a rock concert. I don't want to go to a pop show because that's what it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.